2 Chronicles, chapter 25. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jehoaddan, of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, but not with a perfect heart. Now it came to pass, when the kingdom was established to him, that he slew his slaves who had killed the king his father. But he did not put their sons to death, but did according to that which is written in the law in the book of Moses, as Yahweh commanded, saying, The fathers will not die for the sons, neither will the sons die for the fathers, but every man will die for his own sin. Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together, and ordered them according to their fathers' houses, under captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, even all Judah and Benjamin, and he numbered them from 20 years old and upward, and found them 300,000 chosen men, able to go forth to war, that could handle spear and shield. He hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. But there came a man of God to him, saying, O king, don't let the army of Israel go with you, for Yahweh is not with Israel, to wit, with all the sons of Ephraim. But if you will go, do valiantly, be strong for the battle, God will cast you down before the enemy, for God has power to help, and to cast down. And Amaziah said to the man of God, But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, Yahweh is able to give you much more than this. Then Amaziah separated them, to wit, the army that came to him out of Ephraim, to go home again. Therefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned home in fierce anger. And Amaziah took courage, and led forth his people, and went to the Valley of Salt, and struck of the sons of Seir 10,000. And the sons of Judah carried away alive another 10,000, and brought them to the top of the rock, and cast them down from the top of the rock, so that all of them were broken in pieces. But the men of the army whom Amaziah sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, fell on the cities of Judah, from Samaria even to Beth Horon, and struck of them 3,000, and took much spoil. Now it came to pass, after that Amaziah came from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the gods of the sons of Seir, and set them up to be his gods, and bowed down himself before them, and burned incense to them. Therefore the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Amaziah, and he sent to him a prophet, who said to him, Why have you sought after the gods of the people, which haven't delivered their own people out of your hand? And it came to pass, as he talked with him, that the king said to him, Have we made you of the king's counsel? Forbear, why should you be struck? Then the prophet forbore, and said, I know that God has determined to destroy you, because you have done this, and haven't listened to my counsel. Then Amaziah king of Judah took advice, and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, Come, let us look one another in the face. And Joash king of Israel sent to Amaziah king of Judah, saying, The thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, Give your daughter to my son as wife, and there passed by a wild beast that was in Lebanon, and trod down the thistle. You say, Look, you have struck Edom, and your heart lifts you up to boast, remain now at home, why should you meddle to your hurt, that you should fall, even you, and Judah with you? But Amaziah would not hear, for it was of God, that he might hand them over, because they had sought after the gods of Edom. So Joash king of Israel went up, and he and Amaziah king of Judah looked one another in the face at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was put to the worse before Israel, and they fled every man to his tent. And Joash king of Israel took Amaziah king of Judah, the son of Joash the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver, and all the vessels that were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom, and the treasures of the king's house, the hostages also, and returned to Samaria. And Amaziah the son of Joash king of Judah lived after the death of Joash son of Jehoahaz king of Israel 15 years. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, look, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? Now from the time that Amaziah turned away from following Yahweh they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish, but they sent after him to Lachish, and slew him there. And they brought him on horses, and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah.